before you lose your power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, it's a little bit gray, which it's been for the whole month of June. But that's okay. At least it's not raining. We are on beautiful Cape Cod this morning. We're at Mahoney's Garden Center on Route 28 in Falmouth. And we will be here until 2 o'clock. Doors open at 9. So if you have any questions at all, please come on by and say hello. Again, the doors open at 9. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer your question. This is a week of problems that are beginning to multiply very, very quickly. And if you're a gardener, I just want you to be aware of it. Now, the number one problem for the whole Northeast, and it's starting from Long Island going all the way up into northern Maine, is a fungus, several varieties of fungus that are attacking your lawn. And if you get a minute this morning, grab your cup of coffee, go outside, and look at your grass. Just walk back and forth on your grass. And two things I want you to be aware of. The first one is called brown spot or brown patch. And you're going to see little brown spots in clusters that seem to be spreading, getting more numerous, a little bit larger in size. And that is something that is traditionally found if you've got some clay. You've got some good clay in your ground to hold the moisture during July and August when we need the moisture to be in the ground. We've had so much rain that the clay is all stuck together like a ball of silly putty, and your moisture is just laying on top of the ground. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to get rid of some of that clay, or at least make it work for you. And you can buy a liquid gypsum that you can spray on your lawn, and the liquid gypsum will coat the particles of clay, and that will open up the ground so that the excess water can drain. And that will help to cut back on diseases on your lawn. So if you've got clay, liquid gypsum, and you can find that at all of your local nurseries and garden centers, and we'll talk about that during the morning also. Now, the other one, and it's much worse, and last Sunday we were in Manchester, New Hampshire, at Demers Garden Center, and he was telling me he normally buys about a dozen bags, 5,000 square feet for disease control, and a dozen for 10,000 square feet, and that will normally last them the whole year. Well, this year, they're talking the pallet, not just 10 bags or 12 bags at a time, but a pallet of 50 bags at a time, and they're just totally, totally blown away by the amount of a disease called red thread. Very noticeable, and that's why I want you to go look at your lawn. You look at the grass, and it has little red stripes running from the top of the blade down to the soil line. And where it gets really, really bad, it looks like cotton candy is stuck between the blades of grass. And it's bright, bright pink. And you can see all the little threads of looks just like cotton candy. Now, if you've got that, then this is a disease that you cannot fool around with. Use the liquid gypsum, and that will help to open up the ground to get rid of the excess moisture. And then you need a systemic disease control. Now, for brown patch and most of the other diseases, you can use an organic product called Serenade Lawn Disease Control. Red thread, there's nothing organic that will stop it. And you need to use a lawn disease control that's made by Scotts or made by Bayer. And you need to put it down. Now, this is a systemic product that even if it rains, the root system can absorb it. And it will stay inside the plant for 4 to 6 weeks. And that should clean it up. So look at your lawn. And if you're seeing red or pink, you've got red thread. And as I said, it's every place. It's from Cape Cod all the way to Maine, into New Hampshire, and all over Massachusetts, especially if you have clay. So if you want to do it organically, you need to use Serenade for most of your diseases except for red thread. Red thread has to be a chemical, and you buy it by the bag, either by Bayer or Scotts. And there is a liquid that you can spray on called Infuse, made by Bonide, that is systemic also. And normally one application, and hopefully the sun will come out, warm up a little bit, less humidity, and that red thread will stop. Now, if you say, well, I'm just going to wait and look at it. If the weather stays cloudy and showery and wet, it's going to spread. And this is the type of disease that in a week's time will double the surface area where it is. So I just want you to be aware of it and look for it. And that way, if you find it, you can treat it. The other thing is when you start to see diseases developing in your lawn, the way that a disease works, it will affect a small area. It will affect one or two blades, and that when that blade is infected, it falls like you cutting down a tree. And when it falls, it leans on a healthy blade of grass, and it passes it on to the healthy blade of grass. That comes down with the sickness, and then that falls. So it's like dominoes, and that's how it moves through your lawn. If you start to see problem areas, take out your bamboo rake. Rake up the grass to try and stand up everything and prevent things from matting down. But when you get a heavy rain, it flattens it, and that spreads it even more. So a good raking. If you've got a lot of it, get the liquid gypsum. Your local garden centers carry it. And use the disease controls. Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. You'll give Jared a call. He'll get you set up, and we'll try and help you with your garden. Other things that are happening, aphids, because of the cloudy weather and the wet weather, are everywhere. And roses, your traditional rose and flower products will normally work 4 to 6 weeks. I was talking with Jamie here at Mahoney's on Cape Cod, and he was telling me he loves roses. And he said his 4 to 6 week product is not working. He has to do it every 2 weeks. That's because of the amount of rain, the cloudy weather, and the dampness, and the insects are just going crazy. So if you have a lot of aphids and you are using a rose and flower product granule that you put in the ground, you may want to think about getting something like neem oil or insecticidal soap, spraying the plant thoroughly to knock them off and to kill them. And that hopefully when the sun comes out, things will work a little bit better. But again, if you're using the Bayer or the Ortho products that are made for roses or the Bonide or the Fertiloam. I know the label says 4 to 6 weeks, but this weather is not normal. And because of the rain, because of the cloudiness, because of the dampness that stays on that plant, the fungus controls and the insect controls are not lasting due to the weather. So reapply it every 2 weeks until the weather pattern changes, and then we'll be all set. I'm looking at the weather map last night, and there's a low, another low, that's sitting over New England, where I live right now, and we're going to have showers all week long. And as this thing moves off the coast, there's another one coming in from Canada. It's headed towards Chicago, and it should be into the New England area by midweek. So just be aware of it. And look at your plants. Look at your vegetables. Now, if I was picking salad greens, I'm picking it all week because it's coming in so fast, but I went to pick some spinach, and I noticed that some of the spinach leaves near the top of the plant were curled, and I first thought, without looking at it, it's curling due to the weather. And it, and the smaller leaves are more tender than the great big ones, especially if you want to use it as a mixed green salad. And I went to pick some of them, and I looked underneath the curl, and under each leaf there must have been at least 25 to 50 aphids on it. So when it's on food crops, use a product like Spinazad, which is a bacteria, and it will do a great job. Also, neem oil or insecticidal soap. That way you can eat the same or the next day. 800-259-9231.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's Jared this morning?
Jared is tired. I've been running like a madman, but good otherwise.
That's great. Are we ready to do a little gardening?
I am ready.
Okay, who's up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning is Sue calling about a hydrangea.
Okay. Sue, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I am working on a property that has a very old hydrangea in the middle of a dog leg. And I wanted to know if I want to divide it up, but I don't know when the right time is to do it. And two, I don't know how to do it. So I'm going to hang up and listen to you, okay?
Now, okay, first, is it a blue one or a white one?
I don't know. I have no idea of the color.
Are there flower buds on it now?
No.
There's nothing on it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay, why don't you hang up and we'll talk.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Now, the hydrangea comes in pink or blue, and the color is determined by the acidity. If the soils are acidic, they're going to be blue. And if you add a lot of lime and you make the soil on the sweet side, you can change that blue hydrangea to pink and vice versa. Now, there are also white ones. Now, the white ones come as a ball that blooms during the summer. And there's one that's cone shape that blooms in the late summer and into the fall. And right now, all of the blue and the pink are in bloom. And I have a white one at the house, and the buds are tiny, tiny, still on the inner portions of the plant, but the buds are not visible. So I'm guessing that what you have is the white one. Okay, now, hydrangea is a multi-stem plant. It's not like a tree that has one trunk. it's a plant that as it gets bigger, more stems come out of the ground and out of the roots. And you can literally take a shovel or a garden spade, which is a flat shovel, drive it right down the middle and split it in two or three or four pieces. But that is best done in the early spring. The weather forecast is going to be for the cloudy for the next week again. If it's a good-sized plant and you want a chance that you could split it in two right now, I wouldn't split it in three or four pieces, but you could split it in half, get a good root system with it, and then replant it and just say to yourself, I need to keep this plant wet until the roots have been established and you'll be in good shape. But if I think it's probably a white because it does bloom later into the season. And what you want to do is when you prepare the hole, add a product called Soil Moist. Now, Soil Moist looks like rock salt. It's called a polymer. And one teaspoon of this Soil Moist will expand in the ground 200 times. And it's like Jell-O. And it holds water in the ground for up to 3 years. And this would help with hydrangeas tremendously. So put some compost, put some Soil Moist, keep it wet, and you should be all set. But if you're going to cut it up in the smaller pieces in half, wait until next spring when the plant is dormant. And then you could dig up the whole plant, pull it out of the ground, take a hatchet, cut the root ball into chunks, and replant it, and it will do real well. Okay? Thank you, Sue. You have a great weekend. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up is Marie, and Marie has a problem with some mold in the grass.
Okay, Marie, good morning. How can we help you with the fungus among us this morning?
Good morning, Paul. My son bought a house in Plainville, and I was down there yesterday. He told me he has something called silver dollar mold or fungus.
Yes.
And I'm afraid he's going to treat it for the wrong thing. It sounds like that brown spot mold you were telling us about earlier.
Yeah, he can do it two ways. Mm-hmm. He can buy the powdered lawn disease control made by Bayer or Scotts.
Mm-hmm.
And that will take care of it. He can use Serenade, which is organic, and that will take care of it. So if he put the product on, it's going to take a week to 10 days to really kick in, but it will last for 6 weeks. And it will be all set. So tell your son, Marie, he did it perfect. Congratulations. He gets a gold star. And tell him if he has a sprinkler to turn it off. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive. And boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's now time to apply step two in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NewRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's NUREVonline.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Philip on the line, and Philip is calling about lantana.
Okay, Philip, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I think I've listened to you for the last 100 years, and you've solved all my problems. But
thank you.
I have a lantana that's approximately 12 years old. I winter over. Every winter, I cut it back to the pot, bring it in the spring, I repot it and put soil in it. Well, this year, it's growing beautifully again. It's like 3 feet across, 3 feet long, and I have like 2 blossoms on it. I have no idea. Every year, the thing is so covered, you can't even see the leaves.
Right.
And this year, there's no blossoms. I got beautiful leaves, but no blossoms.
Yeah, it's and you're not the only one.
Oh.
My wife loves lantana. And last year, we bought a hummingbird feeder. We hung it in the backyard, and the hummingbird went absolutely crazy at this feeder. So I was telling her that if we could find a red flowering lantana, that the hummingbirds would like that even more. So she came home with 2 red flowering lantana in hanging baskets about 2 feet across, mounded with gorgeous red flowers, and the early ones in the very center are yellow, so it's a bicolor, and it's really pretty. Well, this was like 5 weeks ago. Right now, there's probably 20% of the blooms that we had when she bought it. It came out of the greenhouse where it had plenty of heat, there was no rain on it, and it grew real good. Well, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, all it's done is rain, and it's been cloudy. And because of the cloudy weather and because of the rain, it's not making new buds. The old flowers are going by. And when you look at that plant, I keep saying to myself, this plant was so magnificent, and now it looks like hell. So I used a liquid fertilizer on it. I put some of the Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed. It costs the same thing if you buy the fish or the seaweed or the combination. I gave it a good shot of that, and it's nice and healthy. It's green, but there's no blossoms. And when I look on the end, there's a few buds coming, but not in the numbers that lantana want. They want
exactly
heat.
Right.
They want heat, and they want sun. And, Philip, until we get the sun and we get the heat, just enjoy the foliage.
I'll enjoy the greens. I tell you, I use Miracle-Gro on it. Like, I use like 3 tablespoons and a gallon of water like once a week.
Yep.
Anyhow, even with the rain. That's what I've been feeding it all these years, and it's always worked out.
Right.
So should I stick with that or try the Neptune?
No, if you've had good luck with the Miracle-Gro is a good product. Stay with it. It's nothing that you've done wrong. It's strictly the weather. And until the weather straightens out, I think it's time for Al Gore to give us back his award for global warming.
The summer's almost after the 4th. The summer's over.
Philip, you have a great weekend, and don't give up hope. The flowers will come.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Don't get discouraged, folks. I know a lot of you are going outside. You're looking at your hard work. Those of you that planted petunias, for example, you got these gorgeous trumpets, and they could be white, yellow, pink, red. And you look at your plant and the trumpets, the flower is all shriveled. It's all rotten looking. You got a few new ones that have just opened and they're gorgeous. But the older ones, you look at the trumpet itself and it's like it's wilted, and around the edges, it's all brown and it's all moldy. It's due to the rain and it's due to the cloudy weather. You've done nothing wrong. We just haven't had good guiding weather. The weather for June is like what we get in April. So hopefully Mother Nature will know that July's coming here, and it's time to turn on the heat, turn on the sun, and get the rain out of here for a while. 800-259-9231. So don't get discouraged. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Jim on the line. Jim's calling about Amanda Villa.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. Good. And yourself, Jim?
Good. I have a nice mandevilla that was given to me by my daughter about a month ago. And it almost sounds like what you were just talking about. I haven't put this outside. I'm keeping it in. But it had beautiful red flowers on it, which I never saw before.
Right.
They looked like little stars, 5 points.
Yes.
And it isn't like the traditional mandevilla that I got over about 5 years ago. That's still going every year, the pink one.
Right.
But this one had gorgeous flowers all over it, and nice, shiny, oval-shaped leaves. And all of a sudden, it's starting to drop the leaves and drop
getting
the flowers. Is that to do with the lack of sun, or what do you think? I repotted it from an 8-inch to a 10-inch pot.
Perfect.
And put some Osmocote in it. But that's the only thing I've done to it.
I mean, you've done everything possible. I have a red one, just like you. I have
that
traditional pink one. that I've had for years and years and years. I mean, it's when I lose it, I always buy a new one. But there's a, as you said, a brand new, smaller flowering variety.
Yeah, well, gorgeous. I was amazed at it, yes.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And the leaves are almost waxy. But mine's doing the same thing. And what I ended up doing about a week and a half ago is I took, I had it on my back deck. I put it in my garage. So at least it's not getting the amount of rain that it was out there. But compared to when I bought it, there's hardly any flowers. There's probably maybe 6 or 8 blooms on it. When I bought it, there must have been 30 or 40 blooms on it. And if you look near the tip of the new growth, it should be covered with buds. And the tips of the new growth have small buds, but not in the numbers. And that's strictly due to the sunshine. And what's going to happen is, if the weather continues like this, we're going to have less tomatoes, less cucumbers, less squash, less pumpkins. Everything is going to be less and less and less for several reasons. You have less flowers because of the type of weather. The plants that we have in our garden that are, should be blooming now are called long day plants. And they flower when the days are long. Now, in the fall, you buy mums, right? Mums are considered short day plants. So what's going to happen is if the weather stays like this, instead of the mums blooming in September and October, they're going to start to bloom in August. The ones that are supposed to bloom in October are going to bloom in September. So everything will come ahead of time because the days, due to the cloudiness and the cooler temperatures, make the plant think that the days are short. And the plants that want long days are getting short days, so they're not blooming as much. So you're just going to have some patience. And in your case, if you can take that new mandevilla, bring it inside the house, put it near a window where it gets plenty of light, or do like I have. I just leave my garage door open, and I put it there so it's inside. And when it does rain, the rain is outdoors, and at least it's not sitting in a pot filled with muck or wet soils. Okay? It's strictly the weather. Most of the problems that we have right now in the garden are weather-related. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Mark on the line. Mark's calling with a problem with his azalea.
Mark, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hey, Mark.
Looks like we just lost Mark. So.
Okay, well, Mark, I'd be willing to bet I know what the problem is because I have that listed on my sheet in front of me. Azaleas, due to the weather, and it's not all of the varieties, but a lot of them, when you have cool, damp weather, when you have a lot of cloudiness, and those of you that have azaleas, I want you to go outside and look for this. You look at the leaf. The leaf is swollen, and it looks like a growth on the foliage. And right now, it's kind of a cream color to a white color, and it's swollen like a big callus. Now, when the sun comes out, and it warms up, the swollen area on the leaf is going to turn pink. And it's a fungus that's growing on the leaves. Now, you can use a traditional fungicide, but I'll tell you, it's just as easy to get yourself a trash bag or just a plastic bag and pick the leaves that are infected. Now, I want you to get the leaves off your azaleas that have this swollen, it looks like a gall. It's all swollen, almost resembles what your ear looks like. About the same thickness as your earlobe, is curled like it, has a white powder. When it turns pink, it means that it's beginning to make spores that it will blow into the air that will land on the other leaves for next year. So that if you can go to your azaleas, if the leaves are all nice and smooth, don't worry about it. But you're going to see some of them that have this white, curly-type swollen growth. It's a fungus. Pick the leaves and the problem is gone. It's as simple as that. Okay, Mark? Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Joanne on the line. And Joanne's looking for some advice about replacing some bushes.
Okay. Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for all your help. I live in southern Maine, and I'm on the shoreline where it's windy.
Yep.
And I have removed three bushes, and I'm required to replace them. I'm looking for some bushes that aren't going to be, they're on the side of the house, not over the top of the house. And I also would like them to, if possible, flower in the summertime. What's your suggestion?
What's your exposure? Sunny or half a day or shade?
Half a day. Sunny in the morning and shade in the afternoon. Correct.
Okay. And how tall do you want them to grow? 3 feet, four
maybe
feet?
Maybe 3 feet. Yeah, 3 feet or so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Someone had suggested three hydrangeas, but I'd like it to be maybe more interesting than just, I already have a hydrangea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want to plant the same thing. Okay. Number one. Plant that you could put in there is something called potentilla, P-O-T-E-N-T-I-L-L-A, potentilla. Now, potentilla comes in yellow, pink, or white. The yellow is the best. And there's a deep yellow, and then there's a pale yellow. The deeper yellow I've always liked the most on them. And the potentilla will bloom during July and August. And it's gorgeous little yellow buttercups. The other family that's really good is the spirea. And spirea, everybody thinks when you say spirea, the white blossom plant that we had earlier in May. Well, there's pinks and there's reds and there's lavender spirea. And after this break, I'll tell you more about that family. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has helped directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Back to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. We were talking with Joanne. She lives in southern Maine, and she's looking for some summer blooming plants. The first one I recommended that's really hardy and will grow just about any place is called the Potentilla, little yellow buttercups. And there are other colors, but I like the yellow myself. And you can keep it pruned to 2 to 3 feet, no problem, and 2 to 3 feet wide. The pruning is done in the spring while it's dormant. The other one is the Spirea family. And the summer blooming Spirea, not the white that blooms during May, but these are summer blooming varieties. Now, you can get some that are just white flowers, some that are just pink, some that are just lavender. There's a variety that has all three colors on the same plant. There is a Potentilla that has yellow and amber or bronze-colored foliage with pink blossoms on it. Now, what a lot of people don't know is the Spirea family will bloom nonstop from now until frost. This is what you want to do. When you see that the Spirea family blossoms are beginning to look dirty, and it looks like it's going to finish blooming, take your pruners and cut and remove the flowers. And in 3 weeks, that branch will have all new buds and all new flowers. When it finishes blooming, you cut it again. And the more you prune, the more you deadhead, the more the Spirea family will bloom. The flowers will be more numerous, but they'll be smaller, but they will bloom nonstop all summer long. Now, for another plant that's going to bloom in that condition, butterfly bush. And you can keep that into that 3-foot area. You can also use Rose of Sharon. And Rose of Sharon will bloom. If you prune it, you can keep it at 3 or 4 feet, or you can let it get up to be 10 feet tall. And that's a plant that blooms during the late summer and into the fall also. So you've got butterfly bush, Rose of Sharon, potentilla, and spirea. So there's a lot of summer blooming plants that will give you color and that are hardy, will come back year after year. Thank you, Joanne. Jared, who's next?
Next up is Jean, and Jean's calling with a problem with her tomatoes.
Jean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. It's great to talk to you.
My pleasure.
My problem, well, I think both my problems actually are related to the water. Last year I had a problem with fungus on my tomatoes, and the leaves just kind of shriveled up, and then the fruit burned. This year I moved them because they said not to plant them in the same place, and I think because of all the rain I may have the same problem, but it seems even worse. The top branches of the leaves have just, the leaves are almost non-existent, and I've got these little flowers underneath trying to make tomatoes, and they're going to burn again, I think. Can I save it?
Yeah. What I want you to do, Jean, is don't give up. The weather has just, it's just not cooperating with us at all. What I want you to do is I want you to buy a product called Serenade. S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E. Serenade. Garden spray. It's an organic fungicide, and you can use it on vegetables. I want you to start spraying your tomato leaves every single week. Anything that's organic is not going to last as long, but I want you to do that, okay? And spray the Serenade if you've got tall phlox, if you have zinnias, if you have lilacs. Spray it right on the foliage. Now, the other thing I want you to do, I want you to go at your local garden center, and I want you to buy, made by Organica. It's called Plant Growth Activator. Now, this is it's a bacillus, and it's called Mycorrhiza. It has Mycorrhiza. It has about 8 different varieties of bacteria that lives in the soil that will strengthen the root of the plant and strengthen the foliage from the inside out. And I want you to put a tablespoon around each plant. Sprinkle it around the plant, scratch it in with your fingertips, and then water it in. Or you could mix it in a watering can, which would be easier. Water each plant with about a 1/2 gallon of this product. But you want Plant Growth Activator into the soil to strengthen the roots and Serenade on the foliage. And that will help a great deal.